Welcome back to Decades on Dirt Roads. This is Catherine. This is kind of a prequel to Ted Craddock's interview. If you want more resources for that, and if you think it's really cool and want to know more, W does a really great podcast. They're Big Hound guys out of Washington State. And then just for some more basic explanation, we've got this guy here with us today.
This man right here runs hounds, and since he suggested Ted, we're going to have him explain what hound hunting is in Oregon, because we forgot to ask Ted, so this guy is filling in.
That's perfect.
Okay, go ahead. Right from the top.
I don't know. Yeah, because hounding's not easy. Like, it is probably like the hardest thing that I do.
Because it's more skills than just you, like elk hunting or whatever.
Yeah, it's just the time that goes into it. Like the hours and miles that go into dogs. It's different state to state, but it's also like the same too. I don't know how to put it like into words. Like the super basic thing, like you train dogs to catch game. Like, that's the most, I guess, general thing, like, term in hound hunting.
Yeah.
It's like you're training dogs to catch game.
Okay, and how do you do that?
But yeah, that's where, like, but then that's where, like, the, I guess, like, the broad spectrum, like, hound hunting gets, like, way more complicated.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing, like, if you talk, like, state to state, or, like, just Oregon, because in Oregon, we can just hunt bobcats. Unless, like, you're a government houndsman.
Unless
like Ted.
You're Ted.
Ted gets, he works for the state, or works with the state, so he can run everything, but, yeah, you train dogs, catch game.
How do you train dogs to do that? you gotta beef it up a little bit. How do they track them?
How do they track bobcats?
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
Okay. Well, what time of the year do they do it?
So our bobcat training season is from September 1st to February 31st, and then we can legally harvest them from December 1st to February 28th. And so, yeah, you start September 1st, but kind of dog training those, it's year round if they're going to be good. Mm-hmm. You got them with you all the time, they got to be in the woods all the time.
Okay, so it's bobcat season. How do I go find a bobcat?
You either go hike or you just drive a lot of roads. You look for bobcat tracks.
Okay, what does bobcat track look like?
That one's hard. It's hard to explain if you're not looking at them. It's paw print in the snow with four toes. No claw prints. To me, when I see bobcat tracks in snow, they're like, they're super pretty to me.
Yeah, they're clean. They're like, it's like a cat very preciously stepping everywhere.
Yeah, it's like a perfect, well thought out, like every foot placement in a bobcat is well thought out. Yeah. Like there's no, I don't know, you'd have to look at a lot of tracks to kind of, I guess, know what I'm talking about. But
well, you think about a dog versus a cat, dogs are a little bit goofier. They're just going to do whatever, where cats are a little bit more like sly, dogs. I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So you find a track.
Yep, it's a fine
now
track.
What?
And if I'm starting the dog, like when I first started, I didn't catch a lot of cats, like ever. But you just take these puppies and you just point out the track, and it goes a lot, I guess, into like picking a dog or like where your breeding came from. But I'll just take puppies and I just start walking tracks out. And a lot of times you're not going to catch these cats.
So what's the difference between a hound and like a different type of dog?
Just their breeding. Kind of qualities you're looking for in a dog. And like, because you could train. There's, if you put enough time in it, a lot of dogs, you catch bobcats, but hounds are, they've been bred for generations to do it.
So what do they got?
So, like, biggest thing I look for is, like, basically heart. Like, they don't have, hounds don't have any quit. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, they know their job and they're not going to stop.
So you're turning them out, and they're basically just tracking the animal based on smell. Like, what goes into that part?
This is based on, so when we're tracking, so like when we're tracking bobcats based on, like most of what we do, or I guess what I do in Oregon, like there's a lot of dry ground hunters, but that's a whole different type of hunting. Mm-hmm. But I snow hunt. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking at tracks. There's ways I can see, like, you kind of figure out like how fresh they are. And then, yeah, from there you just, it's a lot of time just hiking tracks out of puppies, and eventually they get to where they can move that track a lot faster than you can move it.
If you like that little tidbit, scroll up to find Ted Craddock's episode, who goes into more of his life, hound hunting and guiding and all that kind of stuff. And if you like the pod, like, subscribe, leave us a review, find us on Instagram and Facebook. And again, thanks for listening.